We're going to study the Maral on Parshas Bechukosai, but not in the Gur Aryeh, but in Sefer Netzach Yisrael. Perek Nun in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, and the Maral explains the brachos of Nesati Gishmechem Be'itam V'nos Naharetz Yivullah V'eitz Hasadeh Yitain Piryo. It's not just that the land will be fructified and that it will be verdant and that it will produce great peros. It's much more than that, as he will explain. So we begin Perek Nun Kvar Biarnu Ki Af Lamanda Omar Ein Bein Ha'olam Hazeh Limos HaMashiach Elo Shibud Malchus. Shmuel famously says that when Mashiach comes, we're not going to see a world that's entirely miraculous. On the contrary, Olam kiminhagei nahug, as the Rambam says. But you will not see Shibud Malchus. We will no longer be oppressed by the nations of the world and no longer subservient to their will or whim. She'ein daitoi leimar, however, Shmuel does not mean to say Shloiya davar yoser rak shelo nihya anachnu uvenenu uvenevenenu mushibadim v'lo yoser. Here he picks up on the lashon of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It does not mean that we will have everything exactly as normal as it is today, but we just won't have She'ibud Malchus. That's not what Shmuel means. The brachos, as they are described in Parshas Bechukosai, and he'll explain them, they are going to be fulfilled at that time. Ki, davar zeh ein leimer klal. That we should not say, that the world will literally be exactly as it is now, no better. We will not be so tethered to Chomer. In other words, we won't be tethered and dependent upon physicality, the draw and allure of physicality won't hold sway over us, and that will free us and our goodwill to accomplish good things and then to receive blessings in kind. The lev even will be removed, and the lev basar, as described in Yecheskel, will be imparted. And together all mankind will recognize and join in serving Hashem, Master of the Universe, with fidelity. Kilaman da Amar ein bein ha'olam hazeh l'maase Mashiach rak shibud malchus yihye ha'olam noheg al pi tivay u'minhagay bedvarim hativiyim. Yes, the world will be of a natural way, and it'll be its teva. The nature of the world will continue. V'lo yihye noheg shelo al pi hateva. We're not going to see supernatural changes and supernatural, or, you know, mystical departure from the norm of what it is to live. You'll still have water and food and the breath of life, God willing. Rather, there will be a world with new manifestations of what was always possible. Possible. That is, that it was always in Teva for tremendous bracha to manifest. It didn't, as he will explain, but it was always there. It was not, so to speak, unnatural. It was natural to the world, though it didn't manifest. But why will it then manifest? Because then people will be worthy of it manifesting, because people will all be righteous. And so it applies to how bracha will manifest. You will see the great blessings of Eretz Yisrael in every way, in every aspect. Shehi muchenes libracha bakol. He says, because Eretz Yisrael is muchan, meaning it is by its nature inherently blessed and capable of producing with blessing. Bakal, of all kinds, blessing of every kind. That's what the pasuk says. Laisechsar kolba. Those are the words of the pasuk. Im loy shahachet goyrem. Ah. So the reason why we haven't seen the astounding shefa, which will be seen lasid lavo in Yemos HaMashiach, is because chet is goyrem. Chet has caused that we can't see and don't yet see that measure of bracha, which we will see Yemos HaMashiach, even according to Shmuel, who says, Olam kimin hagi nohig. Ubesifrei, the Medrash says, quoting from our parsha, V'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. One is it be'itam, b'leile shabbosos, that it rains on leile shabbos. Amru, the Medrash says, that there's a tradition, b'mei shimin ben shetach ho yugshomim yordin me'leile shabbos ad leile shabbosos. It would rain every Friday night. You had the kernels of grain of wheat as big as kidneys. You had barley as great as the size of an olive. V'adoshim and lentils kedinrei zohov, like silver coins or gold coins. Tzoreru mehem chachamim, some of them were gathered up. V'hinichu, and they said, store these, look at them well. Dugma l'dayreis, for people to know and see. This is what they took from what was Tzinsenes Haman. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, take it Tzinsenes Man and place it next to the Luchas Habris in the Aron, so Doros will see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided. So in a similar fashion, in the days of Shimon Meshetach, this is in the latter half of the second Beis HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael produced such produce of such magnificent size, with such obvious blessings from Shemayim, that the Chachamim said, take of them and save them to show generations to come what could be produced in this land. Lahodia kama hached gairim. But see that we can't see them anymore. We don't find that kind of a bumper crop any longer because of the chet. V'chein oimer, and similarly the Navi Yirmiyah says in Hey, Perikei in Sefer Yirmiyah, Ki avaniseichem hitu eila v'chatoseichem manu hatoiv mikem. It's only because of chet that great blessing has been withheld from you. Hari abrocha muchenes la haaretz. Eretz Yisrael is a land that's destined to, and that is supposed to, by its nature, have exceedingly blessed crops, bumper crops, huge crops. Im loy haya hachet. V'im kein, b'zman ha-Mashiach. So the Maral says, but in the times of Mashiach, people will no longer have the lev even. They're not going to have the Yetzirah as we once had, as we have always had. Tia brocha ba'aretz kasher ha'aretz mucheres ba'atzm. So then the land is going to produce. Man will no longer, because of chet, inhibit the production of the land. The land will then go back, so to speak, to being what is normal for Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous bracha. Uksiv v'nosna ha'aretz yivullah. In the possessive, it's going to produce what its yivul, not any yivul, not a large yivul, its yivul. Eretz Yisrael's crop is a bounty, its bounty, which is loy kederach she'oisa achshav, not as it's producing now, el kederach she'asasa b'yimei Adam, but rather the way it once produced in the times of Adam HaRishon. That's what the Medrash now is saying. This is all a quote from the Sifrei. It's being explained by the Maral. The land itself is just going to produce what it's capable of producing, which, as it did for the sake of Adam HaRishon in the few hours before the Chet, miraculously, or we would call it miraculous, but it's really the nature of the land, huge bumper crops, and everything is produced in one day. The day you plant is the day you reap. We even will see that it produces fruit coming up from the ground in one day. Talmud Leimar, zecher also l'nifla'isav, that there's a zecher that was yet historically known to us, as recorded in Chumash, the Nifloyis of Hashem, which are going to be replicated, which we will once again see. V'aymer, Tad Sheharetz Desha, Esev Mazriya Zera. B'yayim Shenizra Oboi, Asus Operos. That at first, before Chet of Adam, the land produced the very day that it was planted. Furthermore, in our parsha, V'eitz Hasada Yitain Pirio. Our parsha says that the Eitz Hasada, that the fruit trees on the field, will produce their fruit. Like Derech She'asas Ha'achshav. Elik Derech She'asas Ha'bimei Adam Arishon. It's going to produce in the way it did in the days of Adam Arishon. Meaning that it's going to have huge fruit, it's going to have more than just one crop a year, and that the wood of the tree itself will have the flavor of the fruit. Minayin ha'to'emer, ki yehe'ilon noitea v'oise peiros bas yoyma, that it'll all produce in one day. Talmud lo'emer, zecher osol nifla'isa, from Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph. V'oimer, eitz pri, oise pri, liminoi. So that the pre will be produced in one day, a crop every day, and the eitz itself has the flavor of the peros that the eitz produces. So this is all going to happen again, the way it was for Adam Arishon before the Chet. And the point the Maral therefore says is that it's not supernatural. It's the nature of Eretz Yisrael. Only our chet is goyim that we don't yet see it. Minayin sha'af ha'etz asid liyas ma'achal. The tree, the wood itself, will be edible. Talmud Leimar, etz pri. We all know the Medrash famously says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked. That the actual wood have the flavor of the pri. Im Leimar sha'ois ha'peirois harei kvar nemer. That's Harei kvar nemar, at the beginning of the line, that's a hey. Harei kvar nemar ois pri. Im kein lama nemar eitz pri. Elama pri machol af ha'etz machol. Minayin sha'af ilone sirak asidin lohoitzi peros. Even non-fruit-bearing trees, they're also going to produce peros. Talmud leimar ve'etz ha'asode yitain pirio. Adkan. Harei. So now he explains this medrash. Ki la'osid, when Mashiach comes, kasher yistalik ha'chet mibnei adam. When we no longer are bringing about a diminution of the crop, when we're no longer limiting what the land can produce because we don't deserve for it to produce it. Because when we take away chet, ha'adama asher arro Hashem bishvil chet adam, land which has been cursed because of the iniquity of man, tachzir lekadmusa, it will revert to its natural state, or lebirchasa, to its natural blessings. Eretz Yisrael is going to be kasher hoya kodim shechata ha'adam. Eretz Yisrael will then be the way it was before Adam and Chava's sin. So it's not going to be the world as we know it now, but it's going to be a very natural world. It's going to be the natural world, and the natural production of Eretz Yisrael will be as it was originally before Chet Adam. Ulaman da'ama ein bein olam hazeh li'yemais ha'mashiach elo shibud malchis bilvad. That man, the Amish Shmuel, says there's no difference between our world and the world of Mashiach to come. It's not a question that producing peres every day is unnatural. No, it's natural to Eretz Yisrael. Kidavar Zeh, we're on the top of the next page, Kuf Tzadi Gimel in these editions of the Netzach Yisrael. Lo Nikra Neis, that's not a Neis. Shaharei Haya B'tchilas Briyas Ha'olam. That's how naturally Eretz Yisrael did produce im loy haya hachet, and would have continued to produce if not for chet. V'harei lefa'amim gam kein haya chidush shehayu hachitim kloyos, and we also see that it once happened in the days of Shimon Bet Shetach. You had kernels of wheat the size of kidneys, v'ein davar k'moy zeh nikra shenoye ga'olim shalei b'teva. So therefore, to see that kind of blessing is not called outside of teva. It's part of Teva, particularly the Teva of Eretz Yisrael. So when it says in our parsha, "V'nasati gishmeichem v'itam, v'nasna ha'aretz yivula," that mapike of yivula, meaning that the land will produce its specific kind of blessed fruit, it means Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Loisechzar Kolba, and that therefore, Kol, we are the people of Kol. When you have Torah, you have Kol. The Maral elsewhere explains that once you have Torah, if you're the people of Torah, so you have Kol. If you're Kol, then the land is going to, in tandem, produce Kol. And so, Eitz HaSodeh Yiten Pirio, and the Pirio means the Eitz itself is going to be a Peri, but that's not against Teva. That's the Teva that was called for Eretz Yisrael to have, and that was before Chet Adam. In the next paragraph, he goes on to describe Gemara and Maseches Shabbos Daf Lamed, that Rabbi Gamliel was Derish, that La'asid Lavo, a woman will give birth without 9 months, it'll just be a much shorter period, within one day. Based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hara V'yoledes Yachtav, all in one day. And then, of course, that plants and trees will produce a crop each day. V'nasa anaf v'asa feri, from Pasuk in Yecheskel. The land also will produce ready food without much effort on man's part. As the Pasuk says, Yehi fisas bar ba'aretz. So all of this, as he said it, there was a Talmud who, Ligleg, there was a student of Rabbi Gamliel who ridiculed all of this. And Rabbi Gamliel went about showing him that there are examples of this all the time. That a Tarnagolis can produce an egg every day. That's how it is when a woman is going to be able to produce a child without the 9 months of pregnancy. And then in an example of the fruit of trees, he says, look, there are caper bushes that have different crops, one after the other. There are different parts of the caper bush that are usable and edible, and they come in succession soon, one after the other, and so on. So he gives examples in defense of these psukim. The Maral, further down, all the way down on the first column on page Kuf Tzad Gimel, the Maral says, we have drawn an arrow. This all jives with the understanding we have of Shmuel, who says that Limosa Mashiach, it'll all be a natural world. Rak Shibud Malchias, except that we will not have the oppressive nations holding us under thumb. Kasher Yimotze Kach. There's no contradiction to have miraculously, or what we would call miraculous production of children and of fruits and vegetables. It's not a contradiction to what Shmuel says. Shaharei hoyo nimtza davar zeh gam kein bebriyas olam. This did exist. It existed when the world was created. Shechava yolda liyayma. Chava gave birth the very day she herself was created. V'chein eitz pri liyayma. And similarly, we have the trees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded in Tadji Aretz Desha, eitz pri eitz pri, and they produced immediately. Ula osid, lefi madregas ha'olam u'ma'alosai. So, with the world vastly improved in the future, when we will have all of us, the leif basar and sensitivity and love of Hashem and fealty to the mitzvahs of Hashem without opposition and without the yetzer hara, sheyeh misbarach min Hashem misbarach. The world will be blessed from it by virtue of what we do. It'll be blessed by Hashem as it was when Hashem first created the world. Ein ze shaloi b'teva. This isn't unnatural. This isn't contravention of nature. It will simply be the world reverting to what it once was, not a contravention of its nature. Skipping a few lines, about a quarter of the way down, the second column on Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Ulekach Herolai Laosei Talmud. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel showed examples to this student. Tarnagolis Shimuli Debetze B'chol Yom. A chicken that can lay an egg every day. So these things exist. And similarly, a caper bush, which each day produces in succession different aspects and different fruits and usable parts that can be harvested. Other product that the earth puts out, an example is the fibrous matter at the base of certain types of trees, that it produces, ready to be used. They ain't tzrichin tikkun, and they don't require any tikkun, and they don't require any work or any preparation. So the likes of what will come can be witnessed already. That's what Rabbi Gamliel was trying to point out. Ume'ato ein loymar ein chadosh tachas hashemesh. So therefore, don't invoke the pasuk ein chadosh tachas hashemesh, as that Talmud did, quoting from Koheles. Ki davar zeh hoya kasha im lo hoya nimtza klal. This would be a question if im lo hoya nimtza klal ba'olam. If you could never have found and never had seen that kind of bracha ever. Sha'az yaymar ein chadosh tachas hashemesh. Aval kevan shemutzanu gam ata davar zeh ba'olam. Since there are similitudes, you have where a certain animal can produce every day. You have peros that come on certain bushes quickly and in succession different usable parts. You have some of this that Rabbi Gamliel refers to as visions of and the semblance of instantaneous bracha from day to day. Af im loy hayanimtza b'min ze atzmo, though it may not manifest today in a particular species, b'min acher, but rather in a different species, ein ze nikra olam chadash. That's not an olam chadash. All of this is going to be, Emir Tzashem, fulfilled when we are zocha, by virtue of no longer having the weight of our chatoim hold us back, the earth itself won't be held back. May we be zeicha to see the fulfillment of v'nasati gishmechem be'itam, v'nasna ha'aretz yivullah, v'eitz ha'sadeh yitain piryo. All these brachas should be mekuyim as they will be b'mehera b'yameinu. We will see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us the best that Eretz Yisrael specifically is able to provide to Am Yisrael, because it is Am Yisrael that is the people of Torah. And if you are the people of Torah, then you have kol. Eretz Yisrael will produce kol for those people who have kol, who have it all. By having Torah, we have it all. Eretz Yisrael will then produce for us in like measure.